This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivangi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releasing the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,500 crore rupees to the farmers from Varanasi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that 3,75,000 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' accounts under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Prime Minister Modi said that weather is always a challenge for farmers, that's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claimed till date has been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana. Criticizing the opposition, Prime Minister Modi said, "This is new India. During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of a self-reliant India." The Prime Minister highlighted that in the coming days, BrahMos missiles and weapons made in UP will destroy enemies.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों की ताकत पूरी दुनिया ने देखी है खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है
The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth has emphasized that victory in Operation Sindoor was because of goals set under Atmanirbhar Bharat, Viksit Bharat and Make in India programs. Virtually addressing a curtain raiser event of India Manufacturing Show in Bengaluru yesterday, he said indigenization efforts and solidarity shown by 140 crore Indians ensured that we give a befitting reply to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said that the central government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been focusing strongly on infrastructure-led economic growth. He noted that due to this vision, the length of national highways under NHAI has increased by 120% from 4,000 km in 2014 to 8,700 km in 2025. Addressing a function in Mangalagiri of Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Gadkari also highlighted that due to improved road infrastructure, the logistics costs have gone down to 10% from 16%. He added that the logistics cost is projected to be reduced further to 9% by December 2025. The Election Commission has said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. It said the public has 1 month to submit claims and objections and assured that no name will be removed from the draft voter list without a stated reason. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said yesterday that there was an attempt to open the doors of the Indian agricultural market to agricultural products of countries like the USA through cheap exports, but it was foiled. The Union Agriculture Minister was addressing an interaction program with farmers at the Bihar Animal Sciences University campus in Patna last evening. He said India is the fastest growing economy of the world and no one can stop it. Mr. Chauhan said if people of the country adopt Swadeshi, then India will never come under any pressure. The Asian Cricket Council today announced Dubai and Abu Dhabi as official host cities for the 2025 Men's T20 Asia Cup. The tournament is set to happen from September 9 to 28th. While Dubai will host 11 games, including the final, Abu Dhabi will host 8 matches. India will play its Group A games against the UAE on September 10th and a high-stakes clash against Pakistan on September 14th in Dubai. India's match against Oman is slated to happen at the Sheikh Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi on September 19th. In cricket, chasing a target of 374 runs set by India, England were 50 for 1 at the stumps in their second innings on day 3 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday. The lone wicket was taken by Mohammad Siraj. Earlier, England bowled out India for 396 runs in their second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.